Unit 7.
Focus on listening. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C.
Well, Jim, whale watching has greatly increased in popularity over the last few years. In fact, it's now thought to be one of the leading tourist attractions in many places. Since around 1990, interest in it has developed at a rate of about 21% each year. This is great news, of course, not only for the economic benefits it brings, but first and foremost for whale preservation. Don't you agree?
Excuse me, sir. I see you're taking part in this demonstration. Can you explain to me exactly what it is you are protesting about?
Yes, it's about the motorway that's going to be built right through the center of our village.
And how will this affect the residents?
Well, apart from the noise and pollution, more than half of the shops will be forced to close down too. Not that this affects me in any way, but for what? Just to reduce a motorist's journey by a few minutes. It's an absolute disgrace.
I'm sure something more can be done for the famine victims. It makes my blood boil. It really does.
I know what you mean. Maybe we could organize a collection and send some tinned food or money.
That's all very well, but these people need more than that.
Something more long-term, you mean?
Exactly. They need some sort of expert advice on how to become more self-sufficient. I can't believe people are still suffering like this. After all, we are living in the 21st century.
Right. So let me just see if I have all the details. You have collected the recycling leaflets from the printers, and I have to collect them from you at the town hall on Thursday at the latest, and hand them out to shoppers in the high street on Friday and Saturday. Okay, that seems clear enough. See you on Thursday, then.
Well, what I really want to do, Richard, is to get everyone in the neighborhood to sign this petition. That old factory has to go. It's ugly, not to mention the pollution it causes. More and more flats are going up every day and the residents are all complaining of breathing problems. Apart from that, there's no park or school in the area, and that would be an ideal spot for either one of them.
The smell from the rubbish is unbearable, John.
I know. I was just about to say the same thing. How often is it collected? Is it twice a week or more?
That was in our old neighborhood, dear. There, they used to come around 3 times a week. Here, it's only on Tuesdays. It's unbelievable.
That's hardly enough, especially in this warm weather. It should be collected every day. I'm sure it's a health hazard.
What I'd really like is to encourage my class to do something to help the environment. Can you come up with any suggestions, Jane?
Well, let's see. You could organize a competition to see who can collect the most bottles or cans. Kids love being involved with that type of thing. Or you could even put a recycling bin in the yard.
Yes, I'm sure that would help the students become more aware of the importance of recycling.
And their parents, too, with any luck.
Well, when I first came up with the idea of planting some trees, I never dreamed of so many people would take part. I originally asked for the council for permission to plant 5 or 6 trees along our street, and it just grew from there. Everyone in the area seemed to be interested in my idea. Before long, trees were shooting up everywhere in the neighborhood, and as you can see, the result is amazing. We're all very proud of our achievement, and all it took was a little time and effort.